from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has dogged the two countries with a series of tensions. The U.S. has blamed China for a number of high-profile cyber attacks on the U.S. government and business entities in recent years, an allegation that China strongly denies. Mr. Xi delivers an address today at a U.N. Sustainable Development Summit. President Obama will address the 70th session of the Assembly on Monday. Pope Francis begins the final leg of his U.S. trip today in Philadelphia, where he will celebrate Mass at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul. The Pope has been speaking in New York. He arrived on Friday and called on world leaders at the United Nations to show leadership in combating climate change, poverty, and protecting refugees fleeing conflicts.
Al mismo tiempo, los gobernantes han de hacer todo lo posible.
Pope speaking to the United Nations there. There has been a common response to the Pope since he arrived in Washington earlier this week. People of various beliefs speaking affectionately about the man known as the People's Pope.
I think he has a way of bringing us all together, regardless of religion and faith. He has a power that transcends religion almost, that I like.
The Pope closes out his U.S. trip Sunday by attending the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. This is VOA News.